Okay, let's remember what we were discussing last time. We were just trying to work out the Pashut Pshat of our Sugya, but the Pashut Pshat of our Sugya was totally on Machlokas, on a Machlokas Rishonim. Number one, we had, what were the three Machlokas Rishonim we had? Let's see if we can summarize them. Number one was Rav Huna versus Rabba and Rav.
Rav Huna versus Rabba.
Rabba, Rabbi Tam said, all Rav Huna said was that you don't get when there's a tnai.
Let's review again. One, Rabbi Tam says that Rav Huna says when there's a tnai, a tnai, it's Amida, which means Khalifa without a cane, remember? Not Rapua.
You don't have to be totally healed. It's enough. You don't have to be totally healed to break the time. It's enough to be a holy.
And Rava, Rava told you. Number two
is everyone else in the world disagrees, but how does everyone else in the world disagree?
They disagree by saying that you need
to... That Rav Huna says two things. Everyone else in the world says that Rav Huna says two things, right?
Two to three says Rav Huna says two things.
Aleph.
There's always a tnai, even if he doesn't explicate. There's always a tnai, even if he doesn't explicate. And B, when there's a tnai, which is always, when there's a tnai, which is according to them, as opposed to being found always, then it's Amida, not Ripua. What's the difference between the different Rishonim here? Again, there was a, what's the difference between the different Rishonim here? So the Rishonim we put here is number two. We would put the Rabban and the Rav. So we don't have to list every Rishon in the world. They say that Rava and Rava spoke on everything. And the Ripa and the Rav say, no, Rava, they're Rava, Polkin, Al Aleph, Umaskinen, Lippies. Okay, that hopefully is clearer than we had it last time. That was the first one that we had. Instead, I'm going to get back to Rabbi Tam, who seems to be a big one that's here. We also had another Machlokas, the Machlokas Rashi versus the Rashva about Edom. Right, what does Edom mean? excuse me. Says, what was the second machlokas about Edom that doesn't need an umtana? The machlokas was, what if, what was the machlokas? The machlokas was about Nita Mekoli Lecholi. He was nitach mikoli v'choli. He had a corona, and then he had a flu. Sorry, anyone listening to the recording in America, COVID. And then he had a flu, and he didn't get out of bed bichlal. Do you need an umdana, or do you not need an umdana? Then Rashi, Tosos, and the Ritva said, and we'll come back next month to analyze a little more exactly why it says Rashi, Kotos, and the Ritva, that this is the Kiddush of Edom, the Eino Sarech Umdana. Why? This Badai is a Chazaka. Badai mace, machmas, or mitoch, holy rishon. Remember, I said this is the beginning of the part that's going to come, the rishon are going to come back after the part about Abihu. Now, Rashi says that tonight, the dying one is sick from the first disease, whether or not it's because of the first disease. The other rishon think it's the die because of the first disease. And the rishon says, ah, he for sure died from the first disease. Come on, he never got an event with corona and flu. For sure, the corona caused the flu, and that's why he died. And when she says, he for sure still has corona. Okay, and the Rashba disagrees. Says the Rashba, no, that's not the Idah. This needs Umtana. This needs Umtana. So what's the Idah? The Ve'idah is not a kish. The Ve'idah is, I have only colors. I'll put another color in a second. Thank you. The Ve'idah is just something which everyone agrees to. I mean, Rashi's version of the Ve'idah, Rashi did agree with. The Rashi's version of the Ve'idah, everyone agrees with. It's just so cautious that you might have to say it. And he said, so what's the Ve'idah? So what's the Ve'idah for the Rashi? The Ve'idah means, that it's a lot. Which is the Hashit of Ravuna. That if you look to that Mishenes, that's Allah. And remember, what is Ravuna? Teach whether we really cured or not, whether the disease really came back or not. It's on the man, the old top of Ravuna, the name of Ravuna, the name of Ravuna is that once we walk through that cane, it doesn't matter. Right? In Lots of Ravuna, the Shita, Ravuna, he did Ahmad equals Hala, believe Mishenet, Shabe, or Ahmad, Sagi, Afalki, Shalom, Nitrape, Omez, Bato. Make holy death. What's the Shita? Even if he died from this disease, if you walk without a cane in between, it's not called dying from the disease. Right? It's not called, let's say, where that little Shita, that Bagi, the A, and Mate Acharta, may also holy, Toshin, Kiilo, low mace may also fully. Okay, that is what the third muscle we saw. The third muscle we saw was between the rib and the Ramban, right? The third muscle we saw was between the rib and the Ramban, I'm trying to put it in the same order, which is what about the next line? Shamus mina. Creamly rachinite may holy the holy. Matnoso matana. What does it mean? Shchivei Rasha Nata she nitek mecholi lecholi matnoso matana. And the Rishonim assume this, that matana and get are the same here, even though some people discuss get in this context, some people discuss matana in this context. Basically, machlokes are just going line by line in the Gemara. So machlokes that each line in the Gemara are line. It's a very complicated Gemara. Oh no,
we're not going to make a chart. Okay,
we're going to have to erase the board and then do the chart. Okay. Shmami nash shkiv meira shenita mecholi lecholi matnato matana. Right. So, what does this line mean? What are they arguing about? Let's start with what case are they arguing about? They're arguing about a case where he didn't say mecholi death, and he was nita. Mecholi lecholi, right? He didn't say mecholi then. He's nita mecholi lecholi. That's the case they're arguing about. If they're arguing about what's the machlokes, the nita mecholi lecholi, the halach al mishanto, the halach al mishanto. That's the case they're arguing about. What are they arguing about? So the Rashi and Ramban and others say that the Shema Minah
says Rashi, Ramban,
the old, this is the Shema Minah.
Shema Minah,
the Matnaso Matano or Gito get without an Utana, meaning who cares what he actually died from? You know why? Who cares what he actually died from? Because he didn't say his holy things. We don't care. He died from it.
The law is one. I am mace. May holy there. Oh, may holy aher. Kevan. The law hista.
That's what Rashi says here. The king is not considered recovery. Shema Minah, that walking with a cane is not considered recovery. What's the Shema Minah? The Shema Minah is that halach al mishanto is not like halach b'li mishanto, meaning it's not a complete amida. From our Mishnah, Shema Minah, Mi Matnisen, that you may fall walking with a cane is like a total amida, and it's as if you got totally better. Shema Minah, Mishnah, only what without a cane is like you're totally better, and it ends the whole parsha, and it's model everything. Your with the cane is still a continuation of the original episode. Why do you need an umtana? You don't need an umtana because you didn't say you told me that. Give me a second. The Rif in the Rambam, say the Rif in the Rambam says, no, in this case, you need an umtana. Why? Because you always mean, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, you always mean made holy there, even if you don't say it. A bit part, the Rif in the Rambam don't say. They don't say it yet. They just say the din. Even if you don't say it, holy then you mean make holy that. So what is the Shema Minah? So what's the Shema Minah? The Shema Minah is like Rashi Pshat. It, the Shema Minah is not from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, but from the Edah, with the Rashi, Neged Rashba, right? They can't hold like the Rashba, they have to hold like Rashi. The Shema Minah is from the Edah, it's from the Edah, not from the Mishnah. When we learn from the Edah from the Rashi, that he's still in bed, my thoughts are part of the Dhamma, that and lo halach klal, he's still in bed. According to most of the parts, he's still in the house. And lo halach klal, matnasa matana, b'li umdana, apilu im nite, mekoli lakoli. Why? Divadai matmas koli rishon me. Okay. That is the three machlokas that we spoke.
Let's finish one at a time. Finish in Makoli there.
Correct. No one seems to be able to do that and get the value of this line. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I can't see anyone do it. And I wouldn't want to make it more complicated than already. Now, we're ready to make you that.
For my glasses, please.
Okay. Yehuda's not happy until we have a chart, right?
Okay, if I know the whole board, it would have been a little more generous. So,
okay, hi. But we're going to meet the whole board for a trick. It's going to be complicated. You ready? Okay. Let's go. There are three cases of what we could have said and a bunch of cases as to what could have happened. Now, one thing, I'm going to make an executive decision here.
My executive decision is, if you want, I'll put like stars to make up for this executive decision, that I'm only going to put sheet that was actually shown. Like, you could combine what someone said here with what someone else said there. If you don't know what she says in both, and come up sheet says, but now we're going to have to leave it out, otherwise we can kind of see it. I'm only going to put sheet, I'm not going to put sheet as like, hey, the Rashba gets Rashba here, and Rashba gets Rashba there, and what? No, we'll only get sheet that are actually thinkers of real, Rishonim who lived. So, there are three things he could have said. What did he say? And what happens? Obviously, he died in the end. If he didn't die in the end, there's nothing to talk about. Then it's not a get. Right? All that he died in the end. Right? So, I'm not even going to write this. It's all that he died in the end. What could he have said? He could have said, I raise that he did. Or, I raise that he did. And Mati, or I raise their detail, and not being a colita. Right? And again, I'm going to assume it'd be the same for my partner. Right? Those are the three things he could have said. He could have said nothing, basically, funny, nothing, given her get without a time. Or he could have said, if I die, or he could have said, if I die, I'm colita. Now. You're right. So that's what we'll stick with get here. Okay, but what are we doing on Matana? You're right. I have to think about that. Okay, let's see what could have happened. What could have happened before he died? What happened before he died? But he died in the end, right? If he didn't die in the end, no, that's not true. Let's see what happened. Everyone dies in the end. Okay, let's see what happened. One option is, what happened was, He didn't leave his room at all. Lo halach b'klal. So you could say lo halach klal. Okay, so what happened to lo halach klal? So there's still two possibilities. Lo nitek, mecholi l'cholti. That's the most obvious possibility. He was sick with COVID. He stayed sick with COVID. Nothing happened, and he died. I mean, that's pretty tough that no matter what the science, he's divorced. That's like the most obvious case that he was just stayed in bed with the same disease till he died. There really shouldn't be room to question this, right? No matter what he said, like, this is like the hybrid case of dying Mikoli Zed. Okay, what about Nitek Mecholi Lecholi? No, he went from COVID to the flu, but he's still going without getting off. He never left this house. Maybe he shuffled back and forth to the bathroom, with a lot of crap thing. But he was a whole lot cloud. Right, then what happens? Okay, so who is so then what happens? So if he said, how do you think he take? And he died without walking, then for sure he's Mugarishes. For sure he's Mugarishes. It could be for two different reasons. What do you mean for two different reasons? For two different reasons. According to the Ramban and the Ran, or against the Rif and the Rambam, right? Maybe I called it Rashi and the Ramban on the board.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. According to Ra. So why? L'fi Rashi and the Ramban the Ode, it's obvious. It's because there's no Tnai of Mekoli Zeh. He said everything in it. He didn't say Mekoli Zeh. So who cares what he died from? He just thought. L'fi the Rif and the Ramban. Remember, what did he say? There's a big reason he puts it tonight in his holy bed. He always means my holy bed. So why is she regretted? It's because the first holy, right? Hazoka is Vadai Mace, Mapoli Harishon. So we might have in this case, even worse, but not a little bit. In which we've done a little bit, because either the world of time is always there, or the reason time is always there, but we don't even know the time, because it's a conductor that the time is fulfilled. And that was Shmamina, according to the Rif and the Rif. Meaning, everyone agrees in this case, just for two different reasons. Okay, and here's the same as above. Okay, in the last case, well, what if Itaka said me holy Zed? What if Itaka said me holy Zed? He said me holy Zed. And stayed in bed the whole time. So, what's the deal here? Let's see. Rashi and who else? And the, did you quote them? On this, Rashi and I don't remember if we did, but the Ritva we quoted. Right. Let's be Rashi, Tosfos, and Ritva. And we remember Dayuk that the Ritva of the Rambam agreed with that. Right? The Ritva of the Rambam. The Rambam, they say Migureshe. Why? Because Hazlaka did Badai Mace make holy dead. Like, really, it's not Hazlaka. Hazlaka. And who disagrees with Hazlaka? They still need only to know whether to make holy dead. Let's be the Rashba. But it's only to know because he didn't use the Hazlaka. Maybe Dr. Hubert told me. Even if he thought that maybe the COVID caused the flu and he died from the COVID, or maybe the COVID didn't cause the flu. I have no idea. Either a doctor can do an umdra. I actually don't know the answer to this, but a doctor could do an umdra and tell you. Because the COVID. COVID caused the flu. Or even I say COVID, the flu, no, completely orthogonal. You know, one doesn't affect the other. You say, if it was this way, that's what Mundana means. Okay, that's one case. Next case, ready? Next case, of course, is what should I write instead of the Halach Bal? Halach Al Nishanto. There could still be 2K. Halach Al Nishanto was Lomi Payne, Holy and Holy. I mean, he clearly had the same Holy. He was just able to walk through the cave. Or, where Kuna claims with our Mishnah. Which is Halach Al Nishanto, the meeting of Holy Holy, right? He says, Amad Halach means Amad made Holy Zed of Holy Zed, or Nifik made Holy with Holy. So, what if he clearly had the same Holy and he walked with the cane? Is that like the most super popular column or not? If he walked with the cane, is that considered to be recovery important to anyone?
No.
If you're not there, who not, you need to be recovered to be recovered. It can't count as recovery. But holding with a cane is not recovery. And if it's not recovery, and if he still has the same disease, then that question is nothing to talk about. After all, he fulfilled his night. He never recovered. And he died of Holy Zed. He wasn't eating. The only interesting case is, when does our Mishnah say, when does our Mishnah say that you need an umdana? Our Mishnah says you need an umdana in this case. Okay, but in our Mishnah, what was that night?
Hey, Robert, so we were phrasing it now. So we were like, because how are we supposed to indicate whether it's the attack or calling?
No, not at all.
No, meaning yes or no, no?
No. Holy means. You're still fit, but you have the same disease or different disease. That has nothing to do with whether you're well enough. One is qualitatively, the other is quantitatively, how much co-op do you have. So this is exactly our Mishnah Lefi the Gemara. This is exactly our Mishnah Lefi the Gemara. Our Mishnah is a case where he was need to call it holy and walk with a cane, and he didn't hold it on. Why? Because he said, make holy back. Yeah, and he's been dead. He's like, ah, fuck it, the first holy for everyone on the the first holy for everyone on the rock. But he walked to the shop and everything. He had the check. And this is Masnissen
Lefi Rav Huna. And since the Rishonim say, well, since the idea for the Mishnah ends up being the same, or you'll love the name of Rav, it could be that even if we don't pop the Ramun again, we pop like the Diukit for Rav Huna. Even if we don't have the Ramun again, we still pop the Ramun in the Mishnah. Right? We don't check the case we think the Mishnah is. He got even back to the Shiva. But we don't reject this logic. What about the first two cases? the first two cases? The first two cases, he didn't say any holy that. He definitely didn't recover. He definitely died without recovering, right? Because working with a king is not recovering. But he didn't say they called him Zed. So who's the machlokes between?
Whether or not it's built in.
Whether or not we always assume something is like holy dead, Rafi, Rabban, and Ron. Versus the Rif and the Rambam. Exactly. So this would be a machlokes. Lefi, Rafi, Rambam, Ron. Okay. Be consistent. Ron Ve'od. Migoreshes. Why? Because there is no tznai of. Because there is no tznai of Mecholizah. Right? Because there is no tznai of Cholizah. But according to the Rambam, that's exactly what they both write. That if you spell it from a shanto, you need an omnum. A BV, Rick, and the Rambam. Sorry, omnum. Why? Because there's an implicit tonight. Even though he just said, or he said, he meant, it may seem they told me that there's an implicit tonight. And there's also something to talk about Shanta, the whole Chazaka that everyone with the rock holes doesn't talk to the whole Chazaka. And, excuse me, it would be the same thing. Oops, wrong color. Sorry. For the same reason, Rashi, Ramban, Ran, Ve'od would say Migureshet. Rip and the Ramban would say Tzarech Lomdina. Sorry. I should have probably blue equals Rav Huna. This is all within Rav Huna. Right, we're all trying to explain Rav Huna. Okay. Now, this part is going to stay in the bottom. However, there's one Rishon who would say something different in the first box.
Did I miss something?
There's one Rishon who would say for a different reason. He would say, Rabbi Tom would say, Migureshet, but. For a slightly different reason. The truth is, you always say a slightly different reason. Not because there's no time in Holy Zeh. There's no time of Misa at all. Right? So then he said that if you don't make any time, you don't make any time. Right? Because no time of Misa at all. Right? He said, if you don't make any time, that kid is good than anyone else. You mean an absolute without any time whatsoever. And I guess we should write the same thing here. Why? The Bureau of Ben and Tom. The Bureau of Ben and Tom, because there's no Tanai at all. Right, Ben and Tom holds. We basically give between the first row and the second row, because Ben and Tom holds the first row with no Tanai at all. And that's why I'm delicious. So, the first row, there's no Tanai, and they call me Zep. Okay.
So that's
the reason I put my different needs under other results, so no matter.
Speaking of Rashi and Rav Tam is that Rashi says that if you say you must be there, the Holy is there. Rav Tam says it is
exactly
you must be
there. Everybody, Rav Tam, no Tanai, says everyone else. Shari Shonen, Tanai is fulfilled. It says we're in Tom, there's no Tanai, that brings Tom Paul Peter. The top row, there's no Tanai. That is Shari Shonen, the Tanai is fulfilled. Basically, correct what you're just saying. They bring a Tom, there's, no, okay. You're right, but I can't say over simply. Okay, Viker. Next column is, of course, Al Mishanto. What if you, no,
we don't.
Believe it, Shannon.
Believe, yeah.
Right.
That is the big thing.
I was just checking through it, right?
Good.
He went without the Shannon. So what if you have without the Shannon? It's the same thing. You have without the Shannon, so he felt the phase B and then died. Or you went without the Shannon. And,
lo, me, exactly, holy,
he still had COVID. He just went out without the Shannon. Or he moved from COVID to the flu and walked around the Shannon. Okay, so what if he walked without a cane? Now, what's Rafuna's basic shita about walking without a cane? Someone remind me. Rafuna's shita that if he walks without a cane, it says
totally on my head.
He's totally clean. Right? It's that he's totally clean, according to Rafuna, if he walks without a cane. It's as if he's recovered legally. When he walks without a cane, he considers himself totally recovered. And therefore, he even if he dies subsequently, that death is unrelated, and this part is over. Everyone's going to die eventually. I mean, you don't consider the death to be a continuation once he walks without a cane. That's the whole shita of Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, it should be understood that she's not aggressive, right? Should be pasha that. Who cares if he died from this coli, from another coli, nitak, low nitak, you don't need an umdana. Once you walk without a cane, it's as if he totally recovered and everything that happens afterwards is a new thing. Right? However, one Rishon is going to disagree with one of these rows. Which Rishon is going to disagree with one of these rows? Which Rishon is going to disagree with one of these bros? Ravinatan. Because Ravinatan said that in the top row, he said that he means it's absolute without a tonight at all. Sharishon, that's it for Sharishon, sorry. Writing that one. Shari showed an Magaretter, but Rabbeinu Tam would say Magaretter because Rabbeinu Tam speaks that if he doesn't need a sign, there's no sign. There's no sign at all because there's no sign at all. There's no sign at all because the horse is white. Don't care about that afterwards. Right? Because, sorry. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Megureshet, because there's no tonight at all. Okay. Right? Meaning, even if he got totally healed, it's not just walk the day, but got totally healed, even, let's go, Mithrape Legamre. And then he happened to completely coincidentally get sick and die. He was probably down. He did not say there's no roshim of the holy at all. And then, okay, everyone dies eventually. We're going to talk about still argue. Right? That Pasha ain't on me gubreshet. Ain't on me gubreshet. That would be the same on focus because the real time he says that there's no time. If he says everything he says, he just said everything he says. There's never a time. Right? So still. Shar Rishonim would say, obviously, ain't on the Gureshet. He didn't die from anything, And Reina Tam would say, the Gureshet, it was a get without a sign. Okay, now we see that Rav Huna's sheet is very popular.
Why? If we say it's Chazaka, that they died from the first one. Is the Chazaka broken by the Omad, and why is that?
Yes, if he walks into Cain, that breaks the Chazaka. If he can't get out of bed, then he must still have the first disease. It must still be the first disease. But if he walks into Cain, and the first disease, maybe it's coincidentally he got a second disease. If he walks into Cain, obviously he recovered somewhat from the first disease. Once he recovered a little, we think maybe the first disease is not happening to anyone. Not too crazy. Okay, how about Robin Rubber or host?
And how about Robin Rubber?
Right, just when you thought it was safe to go into the water. Definitely thought it was safe to go back to the Yamakawa.
Yes.
Why would have been contaminated?
Sorry, it'll be
that's what I really want to talk about. Yeah. But you have to hold on a second. Okay. No. Sorry, I know red comes out better. Oh, thank you for red. Oh, look at that. Yeah, the green, the cameras don't pick up the green so well. So I try to avoid using a Google look. I try to avoid using green, but I found another red. Okay.
Colorblind people,
red's not any better. Green, green. But I'm not saying it's a political philosophy here. The issue I inherited, whether it's better for the colorblind people to see no worse, and for everyone else to be better, it's better for everyone to see worse, have more equality. We're not going to be posted up here. But meanwhile, let's use the red. So what's the red and rubber argument? Rubber. Okay. So what do they for sure argue?
They don't accept the self-evaluating thing.
There are two things, right? First of all, they for sure, not for sure. Come on, focus.
We don't think sure,
right? They don't, it depends who you ask.
They don't accept advice tonight. And
they don't accept the implied tonight that everyone but Rabbeinu Tam holds up, right? They say, according to Tom, no one accepts it as lifetime. But according to the mainstream Orthodox Judaism, that Rav Huna accepts an implied sign, they do not accept an implied sign. In which case, they would basically turn into Rabbeinu Tam, right? So what do I mean? What I mean is that Harizde Githe, which everyone but Rabbeinu Tam says an implied tonight, that's what Rabbi and Rabbi comes to disagree. We disagree with the implied tonight. So.
But wait, they only agree that someone's
grabbed on. Oh, who cares? It's the halakha, right? So what do we mean to say? We mean to say that in this whole row, Rabbi and Rabbi would say, you need to wrenches because there's no tonight. And if there's no time, then it's just a gerushin. And they would say this in every case. Here they'd be the same as Rabbeinu Tam. Here they'd be the same as Rabbeinu Tam. Right? You see what I'm doing? They end up being the same as Rabbeinu Tam. They are the same as Rabbeinu Tam. I just didn't read right. So, you know, no. Let me do this a little better.
I'm sorry.
Rabbeinu Tam doesn't need after the Marvel.
He does for the other Machlokas, which he thinks. Basically, Afilu Lifi Shari Shonen say Migureshes because there's no Tznai, and this goes across this whole row. Okay, that's one thing they argue about. For me, according to who but not whom, according to the Ramban and the Rishon, but not the Rishon and the Ramban over here on the next board. They argue on the idea that
always in?
No. We have, according to everyone but me and Tom, they argue on the idea of implicit tonight. We didn't bother to get on, which is 0.6. But according to Rabbi Tam and the Rashba and the Ramban, but not the Rishon and the Rishon, what second, what do they argue that?
They argue they don't accept themselves, self-declared.
They it's getting better.
Yeah, I have to have
that. It's looking like these numbers are being over. Meaning they don't accord halak, they claim halak limits, and it
finished Rafi. Everybody does the wrong in the Rishon.
Right.
Okay.
But they don't want to buy the rich, but they don't look like. So then we have to say, halakhli mishanet, we said ainam agreshes because it's over. They basically say that halakhli mishanet is the same as is the same as halakh in mishanet.
You still need Yudia Barura.
Is the same as halakh in mishanet.
Yeah.
Okay. So. What are we going to say? We're going to say that, let's see if we get this. Says Robin and Rabba? No. Megarishes. Because they say it's not as if you're healed and you need old enough. And what would they say here? They would say, sorry. Let's be. Oh, this is going to be tricky. What? You know what? I wonder if we should just try to simplify it. Let's see. In the whole world, let's be Rabba Virava Negurishes. Because there's no tonight. They say the whole thing to get up the gracious, so there's no tonight. And what else do Rabbi and Rabbi say? What else do Rabbi and Rabbi say? Here, they say, in this whole, you know, pair of columns, this two columns are one. In this whole pair of columns, Lifty, we said the Rishba, the Ran, Ein Shinui. See, this is what I'm going to be. When you put it, when you say the Hara. But, Lifty, Rabbeinu Tam, Ramban, the Rashba, Shaveh, Lehiloch, Lahalach, Al Mishanto. So maybe we'll just do that. What did Rabbi and Rabbi say? Again, for the end of Barbie in the town, they argue in this column, say there's no tonight, always Megarishas. For the end of one, but the rich by the Ras, the Ran, for the rich by the Ran, they don't say anything. They argue this whole pair of columns and say, walk without a cane is irrelevant. It's the same as if you walk with a cane. It doesn't make it any better than walking with a cane. It's not considered a repoint. It's not considered a repoint. Remember, Rabbi basically equated this to this to this. What's wrong with that? He's sticking this property. Everything happened afterwards, it's like a new disease. But according to Ramban and the Rashba and the Rabbi and Tom, that's what they argue with Rabbuna about. And they say, no, what would that mean about a new disease? Well, it's wrong with the pain. And therefore, it would just fold into this. Okay. I think we're going to suffice for that, Yehuda.
Who's calling? Is it Rabbi and Tom, Ramban and Rashba or the Ritz and the Ran?
According to the Rabban and the Ran, there's no difference for Rabban and Rabban in this column. But according to the Rabban and the Rashba, this column is really the same as walking with Mishanto.
The Rabban and Rabban say on this first column, they agree that the halakhli mishanet is.
What do they think? Who do they hold like? They hold like the Rishba and the Ran, or do they hold like the Rabban and the Rashba, is what you're asking? Here's the. Who do they hold like? In this machlokus, who do the Rif and the Rambam hold like? Is a valid question, right? Give me a second. Where was I? Oof. Here we are. So here's the tricky part. The Rambam says, what does he say? Halach al mishanto undemoso. Halach bli mishanto.
You don't need an omed. It's automatically batel. It might as well be nisrape if he was hala li mishenes. So that seems to imply. And then what does he say here? He says, by gittin, he just says halach b'shuk.
Right. We don't want it always said by tongue. We want it by gittin. By gittin, he just says halach b'shuk means an omdana. Halach b'shuk means an omdana, which seems to be not like the rip in the run. It's not so mature, but he says halach b'shuk means an omdana. Seems to be like the Ramban and the Rashba. And the Rif never said, never really popped in him so much. He doesn't say terribly much here. So the Rama says, Halach b'shuk is not Machale, the Rashba. So the Ramban is that he's like Rabinatan, Rashba, and the Ramban. And how about the Rif?
It's brother, it's huge stuff.
And what does he say here? Here he says, "Bless us for a kuna." Held up an omad ein chozer. Elam doesn't say terribly much. Yeah, we're not sure.
Okay,
but I think the Rambam would be here. Because he said halach b'shuk not machalik mishenet and not
mishenet.
So then it would just be whatever he says here. He would say, you know, and that's what he says.
That is what he says in Gittin, in Hilchos Gittin. Remember, for Rabbi Rahuna, there's a different Gittin and Matana because
Gittin has a ton of Rabbanan and Matana doesn't. But what does he say by Gittin? I will just read it to you. He says, Amad v'halach v'shok v'halach umeis olden also etc. Olden also etc. Okay, so he needs an olden, which is what he says there.
They're not halach mitzrafei l'yamrei.
What?
Rabba and Rabba. Mitzrafei l'yamrei.
Mitzrafei l'yamrei. They're halach on the top row, but they're not halach on the column. Right. If he says in bati and he's not in yamrei, then he didn't do it. He didn't mean if I'm a Turk. He means by dying the episode. Clearly, it's not with Gami, it's the X. Left by the poly. In Mati or Mati, who is it? But his prophet is Gami. He didn't know. Okay.
How do we know all of these opinions of Rabba and Rabba are based? They just say we're worried about people who think they get that from Easter. They don't talk about whether they count Omar and this Rabba. But where are we extrapolating from?
From the result. You're right. We don't know the result of that. Okay, now that we understand Shach, let's analyze the machloket between Rabbi Tam and the other Rishon. Okay, sorry, Sam's giving me a look. Like, why do I have to say now that we understand
Shach?
Obviously,
you understand. We're taking a picture of the board.
Okay. Right. But this board, I haven't said anything already. This board.
I just put the sheet of the Rishon on the board.
Looks good. Okay. Never my poster in time. Why is it the most interesting longish issue here seems to be about both the time of the other Rishon? Why? Because a lot of these other Machloko are just more practical Machloko. What the owner of what he meant, this way, is it that way?
When they're Moshe Shema Yodri get Lomisa, what will cause people to get Lomisa? What will cause people to think that?
We're in a kind of most interesting sheet here.
You don't think it's an interesting piece. Self evaluation versus objective evaluation.
The reason why it's not so interesting is because everyone agrees with Rav Huna Midah Raisa. And Rav and Rava only disagree with Rav Huna because of Gzeira of Shema Yomru. So they're not arguing with him fundamentally.
Oh. Okay, now, let's review the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and everyone else. Okay, ready? It's very, very popular. What are the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and everyone else? That all other Rishonim. One thing is very clear. Is that not a Shkibimah. If a Shkibimah gives away his property,
Certainly, if he is, remember, if he's Matzavah Machnas Misa, he enjoy all the property, and he just said, give my house to Reuben, give the farm to Shimon, give the livestock to Levi, give the jewelry to Yehuda. Does he mean that as an absolute categorical matana, or does he mean only if he dies? Only if he dies. That's possible.
But that's possible. That's only when he sections it. If he gives all of it, don't we say differently?
No, if he gives all of it, it's only if he dies. If he gives all of it, Saka Kol, it's only if he dies.
Or if instead, I'm dying.
So, again, Matna Shkiv Mira, let's not get into the details. Matna Shkiv Mira is an, it's an implicit deny of if I die. Okay. Is it implicit to my dying or dying make believe? So that's my close between the right rip right from the Rambam versus Rashi and Rambam. But what about Gedesh Tamira? What about Gedesh Tamira? So the speech to Ari Shonim is also an implicit tonight of Emafi, and that's exactly what Arpuna said. He told him out to so. Right? This is the fear of Huna. And that is Gito. Him out to himself. But who disagrees? Remember, I put in the brackets, we have to look at this. It's rough. He said, Rabbi Huna said the other things that are putting around, not bringing them to the right. That's even one of the Bali Tosfos. Right, but our Tosfos loves the Rebbe Tam. Says the Rebbe Tam, nope. Get Shkiv Mira is a get without a tie. It's an unconditional get. It is an unconditional get. The guy says, Gito, come on, no, so I'm going to close it. So Rebbe Tam says, no, no, Gito doesn't mean get of a Shkiv Mira. Is like a matana of a Shkiv Mira. What does he say? Gito, what's the antecedent of Gito? Not get of a Shkiv Mira is like a matana of a Shkiv Mira, but rather, what does he say? Let's just see how they identify the antecedents of the pronouns ol, meaning get Shkiv Mira, get matana Shkiv Mira. Right? But what does Rebbe Tam say? That's why none of the others don't agree with him. Yes. He says, no, get it, don't get. So what does it mean, Gito, come on, Nato? The get of the guy in the Mishnah. What, which guy is in the Mishnah who says that Gita in Mati Mecholiza? Right?
Ah, he says that Gito, come on, Nato means something else. He says, Gito Kmatnoso equals get shall
get shall and Haomer. The get shall Hanizkar de Matnithin. The get of the guy mentioned in our Mishnah who said, Amar. In Mati Mekoli Zen is Kematna Shkiv Mira. Ah, what's the Kiddush of Kematna Shkiv Mira? He said in Mati Mekoli Zen, the Kiddush is just like Matna Shkiv Mira. As long as he walks without a cane, he's considered to have recovered, even if the scientific degree. Likewise, like that, Matna Shkiv Mira, Le'inyan, the Shehalika. Yeah, Gito Kmat Nasa is not going to put it tonight. It's an okay to show yet. It's just beginning the mitzvah of the tonight is what the screaming on in terms of how we interpret this time. Do we interpret by die before recovery? According to the or I feel like I recovered, so I'm walking around like an old person in the shop. Okay, but this is the ethnological screen of time. Do we say the implicit tonight applies here also, or no? Here's an unconditional get.
And obviously, who's yad is Allah Tachlina in Tzara? The Shah Rishon or the Rebbe Tam? Not to mention, if you go through our, if you go to the Toko, Rebbe Tam has to be Nidkat a little in the Sudya. And if you look at his writings are, I'm going to believe it's Rebbe Tam. It's not only Tzara, right? The Tzara Tzat is always a balance of Tzara and Tzara, right? If the Tzara is very strong, that makes it a very attractive. And if the Sugya is found that way, it makes it attractive. But it is, you know, the start of the far one way, the Sugya is found the other way, you know, where you go. Where you tell, think it's right from the Sugya. You know, it's really not that it's right from the Sugya.
But he has the same time after having an absolute. There's two things there.
I'm dealing with that now. It all said Me'ayom. He only said Me'ayom. I'm not worrying about that now. That was the last Sugya. I assume he said Me'ayom. I didn't put it on the board, so it's not all right.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, that according to the sea, you can't compare the guests. You have to say two things. That you have to say,
give me a second.
I mean, I don't see Rabbi Tom at all. The whole this guy is dying. He knows he's going to die. He doesn't want to die without giving a get to his wife. So, what does it, that's what
you're saying. Meaning, what's the case here? Let's think about it. The case is obviously the guy is dying or sick and might be dying. He has no kids, and he has a brother. He gives the get to his wife. Now, it sure sounds to me like he just wanted to potter her from Khalifa after he died, but he didn't want to not be married to her, right? Well, why is he getting get when he's sick? Look, potter from Khalifa, right? As well, let's say a guy's sick and he gives away his property. Maybe he's just in the mood to give away property. So it seems like a pretty good, it seems like the important thing is that if we're sure that the guy who's dying is only giving it away because he's dying, we're also sure the guy who's working his wife is only working his wife because he's dying.
Maybe like that's far like the Rambam, why he doesn't even say tznu. Because it's whatever you're doing, he wants to get it out here. He's dying. It might be tied to that.
That's also a different for me. Yeah, okay. So basically, Rebbe Tam is clearly on the defensive. Okay, by the way, his main riot is not such a strong, is not such a riot. He said, well, why does Shmuel have to make a takana that the guy say, if I die, to get, if I don't die, it's not a get? Why not just say it's implicit? The answer is because maybe he didn't hold it for me, like Rav and Rava. Then he says, but the word is in his own neshach, there's a case where a guy divorced his wife when he was shiving her up, and then got better, and they said it's still a good divorce. And the one says that's obvious. Says, oh, why is it obvious? It's against her funda. They're getting tons of them up. It's obvious that don't put this money. Says the Gemara in Eid Olam. That just proves everyone else found her funda. Yeah, just say no. It was obvious because that happened to be two generations later, but then it's obvious that we pop like Robin now against her funda. If there's no implicit tonight. Maybe it was just Pshita, they held like Rav and Ravuna. Why even Pshita like Rav and Rava? That was already Ravakina, Neymar, two generations later. But again, there's one possibly Rav and Rava. His writings are very strong. Okay, but his Svara, what's the Svara? So here, the Svara is Pashut. Svara is Pashut. That it's an Omdina, it's a clear Omdina. It's an omdin of a daito, just like latana. Right? When you complete everything, you don't need to give a fancy tara. The tara is that, even though he said, I'm giving you a present for the work of my life, it's obvious that he didn't up night. like the least said in the Tokos in Bamakia, he said, there are some cases when you say night couple to make it clear that you mean outside. Some cases where you just need to say something, and some cases where you don't need to say anything, that's so obvious. We know what people mean. Right, that's what he's saying. I mean, if a guy says, you know, divorcing you, you know, on condition that you give me my sweater, you know, that you mend my favorite sweater, really? I guess they might call it. If you don't make a sweater, I'm not divorcing you. In the case where it's sort of obvious what he needs, you know, I'm selling my house because I bought a house in Eretz Yisrael. Then it's obvious he needs, but if that fails, he's not. Okay, and it's sometimes like the deep shizzy rabbi, he is obvious. Okay, the question was for Rabbeinu Tam. Where did Rabbeinu Tam violate between Matana and Get? That is the question. Why did Mechale between Matana and Get? Okay, so that's the question. The question is, why is the Mechale, right? Mas Vara Lechale Bain Matana Leget.
Because of the
and problem. Here I must admit I have a little okay. What is part of Mechale between Matana and Get?
If Matana is Falafel, he's going to get his not Falafel.
Okay, who said that? That is an easy question. I'm trying to correct you. Who says is Matana Kalakramita and Get is not Kalakramita? Mm-hmm. That's what article is. That's what article is. Going to read about.
That was a quick question.
I told you what. What is it? They self that it's based on one technical difference. A Matana can be Kala Akramita. Okay, it's a little funny. How can a Matana be Kala Akramita after all that is property anymore? Okay. But the nature of the country are going to be Shimira, that's the Matana be Kala Akramita. Then what he's saying is he making a tnai? He says, I'm giving you all my property. Is he giving it on condition or is he giving it with a delayed halos? What are you doing?
Delayed
halos. I'm giving it to him for a die. So if he gets better than he didn't die, he's not giving it. But again, can he give a get with a delayed halos after he dies? No, he got Akramisa. He has to do, he has to mean how he's a Gita, made how you come in Mati. Ah, I know. He can't just make a Sinai out of thin air. As Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, let's see Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, Peres Rafi, Rabbeinu Hanano, et cetera. Okay, there are Rabbeinu Tam, Shnimei Rav Shanos and Get, Lo His, Dim Omani Hoder, Lo Domi Lamat Nashnimei Rav, Vayde Nat Dome, Dim Omani Hoder, Dim Atani, and Fala Kwa, Lo Lachar Misa, Avol Get, Homi Chayim, De Daito Sheyochol Liyad, Helkach, Eno Hoder, Lo Pirish. Okay, he doesn't explain terribly much, right? Because one is Chal after he died, and the other can only be Chal when he's alive. Now, it's still... You tell me when you first read this Toso, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, I hope when you read this Toso, you zeroed in on these lines, right? You say, okay, here we are. Tom saying a Chiddush. It sounds very significant in Lundus, and let's see how he explains this. He says, the get can be Chala for Misa. Sorry, the Matan can be Chala for Misa, but the get can only be Chala for Misa. And therefore, the difference is, and therefore, he can't retract it. He gets better. Like, it's not so clear what the difference is. After all, he said, I'm giving you my property. But he obviously means that you don't call after I die. He said, I'm divorcing my wife. So why not say, but he obviously means only a condition that I die. Like, either way, we're adding an omdura, right? He just said, I'm giving you my property. So an omdura, I would say, he means after I die. So why not say, I understand. If you can't say he means after I die, so instead say he means on condition that I die. Why are you allowed to analyze it on Omdura after I die, but not after Omdura on condition that I die? That Tosus didn't explain.
Rabbi, you also have to add me out. You also have to add me out. So.
Yeah.
We have to make good then.
So Joel wants to say, I'm not so sure that I'm a Kabel. Then, the difference is that. The difference is that you only have to add one thing in Matana. This is the I'm giving you my property after I die. But you have to add two words in or phrases in again. I'm divorcing you from that if I die. Okay, and then we can't even own enough to add like something with two parts to it. But I'm convinced, like that seems to be a purely quantitative pillow. What does the Tiferes Yaakov say on it? Tiferes Yaakov said, nearly dear to Brayan, the Harlow Rina Makov's Omna, Nodum Dibre, Bark, by Father, Kuldar, Cloud. No, we can't put in a Tanai based on it. Can't put in a Tanai based on the Rak Matana, Inzet Snai, or Pavis with Barak, and Nothra, but it's not.
He's not trying to appear. They give it up. And he says, that modified Karmisa. The Yishtha is not Karmisa. He says, it means, like in Baba Vasa, give me a young Pira Karmisa. Wait, two things, but fine.
What does he say? It's not a Tanai by the last time. It's just saying, you get the book now, the Pira La Karmisa. Or you get the Vasa La Karmisa, whatever. But it's a Tanai. It has a Tanai based on the And I think he's really trying to explain the words of Tosa, but he's not explaining the Vasa La Karmisa. Like, when you get a whole complex, you get it now, but you get a lot from Misa based on an order of Ayatana, but I can't add a Tanai. Like, you know, I can add based on order, I can't add based on order. Right? Now, before I try to answer this, I will point out that I mean, it's hard to say for a Yashar, you could have interpreted it differently. Right, since the Yashar is the most authentic record of Bein Tam, right? Rather in Tam, say in the Sefer Yashar, he said, he doesn't really explain the difference, I admit. He doesn't explain the difference. He just says, Mamat Natom Amad Afi Shemeshmet of Holy Kotzer, just like in Matana, if he walks around unaided, then he tracks the Matana, even if he's not totally healed. Why? The time Matana should start dying, though. Because the reason for that, I remember, is that he not lose his mind because of being upset at not being able to do his property. And the other one is here. And once he's walking around in a cave, he's not in a precarious mental state anymore. Gita, likewise, it depends whether he's walking around without a cane or not. He's doing this idea of tea or not. Now, he just broke it in, but what you could have said, I'm not saying he doesn't explain the difference between Matana, but what you could have said is, if here we have Matana, and here we have Get, and here we have Bestowed, what you could have said for a very common is that, you know what Bestowed is? This Omdana is never strong enough. This Omdana is never strong enough. Okay, I'm really hanging my head on the Sefer Yachim because he mentions Tiyodah. He doesn't mention Tiyodah to explain the Matana again. He mentioned Tiyodah to explain why walking in the chalk counts as recovery because his state of mind is recovered. But maybe what you could have said is, you could have said that, nope, it's not a strong enough Omdana. Nope, this Omdana is not strong enough. Who says maybe he's giving away time? Maybe you can't just use an omdana to change everything if it's not strong enough. And therefore, Matana Nita the Ein Tanai. And maybe what you could have said as in get Nita the Ein Tanai. And maybe Matana also is not based on omdana. Rather, it's based on the Takanas Rabbanan. There's a Takanas Rabbanan that Matna Shidmega. Now, here it's a little funny, but there's a Takanas. Maybe this is too radical. The problem that Matna Shkibber is valid because it's your daf. Once he walks without a cane, he has no more to your daf. Maybe it shouldn't be valid anymore. That's fine if he did a Matna Shkibber without a Maisa Kibyan. It's only valid with Rabbanan. That's it. Being believing with Rabbanan. This is basically what the Rav says in the beginning of the word. What does the Rav say in the beginning of this piece? He says, Shematna Shkibber ain't a el begavra through Shkibber. But I'm the Rav Kosh Hashem Shkibber the Gavra. Him Shagavra ain't a Shkibber. Hamatanus to tell us me'ileha. Then he says that this doesn't really explain everything, and then he goes on. But maybe you could say here it's a special. Maybe there's a special takana for matna shivera. Everyone knows there's no special takana but for get shivera. At least until we get rabba about. Right? Meaning get shivera works as normal get. There's a special takana for matna shivera that works even out of my opinion. Maybe when there is a mind that the Kanadra applied, maybe the special Kanadra run from Matna Shivira, which says that it's only valid if he stays sick. It's only valid if he stays sick and has tear dot, right? Because of Hebrew Das. Okay, this is a big fit. Why do I say this is a fit? Because if he had given the Matna Shkibber and not done my opinion, fuck, that only works with your opponent. It's not my opinion. That didn't draw a opponent. It's only if he stays sick. And they worry about the top. I would be happy to say that, you know, even if he did a Kenyan Sudar, still,
One thing they have to find a Rabbanan, they have a special Din Rabbanan for all Matan Shkimira. Maybe there's a special Din Rabbanan for Matan Shkimira that they only work in your Shkimira. That's how the Rav explained it in the beginning. The fact that he thought that he needed more explanation than that. And maybe that hinted that in Rabbi Yotam in the paper. Yotam, he's talking about Tiro Dan. So maybe they really thought based on the Yom Zah effort. Based on a special Tachanan Rabbanan of Shkimira, and then no special Tachanan Rabbanan by death. But that's not what Tosfos says, and I don't necessarily want to. This is how the Rav strikes out, right? This is why, you know, there's a Ramos Sefer HaYashar that he mentions Yerushalayim, and this is what the Rav said in the beginning, but then he thinks that that's not an adequate Hesper, and he thinks you need a better Hesper. Okay, let's leave that for now. What's the mainstream Hesper of Tosfos? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos said, and it's very Yaakov, which explains it nicely. I think very Yaakov is the right sign in Tosfos. Right? Tosfos, very Yaakov is explaining Tosfos. He's just explaining Tosfos. He says, very popular. He says, a kalos, he says, what does he say? He says, what we showed is that there's a hillah Bein matana la'achar zman and bein, let me say this again, chalos la'achar zman chiluk bein chalos la'achar zman lechalos al tnai. There's a chiluk between chalos la'achar zman and chalos al tnai. What do we mean? A matana is a matana la'achar zman. You can use an omdina to create a delayed zman. That's matana la'achar zman. Either it's matana la'achar misa, the correct Yaakov says nicely, maybe means the goat for today, but here's only la'achar misa. But here it is a get, it's not la'achar zman, right? Because in get me hayom al tina. No, you can't use an omdina to create a tnai. That is what Tosfos seems to be saying, as the Tiferes Yaakov nicely elucidates, that there's a difference between tnai and la'achar zman. If he just says, I'm giving it to you, or I'm divorcing you, you can't add a tnai to some omdina. He has perfected. Oh, you have a whole tnai that he didn't say. He thought he said, oh, then I'll give you a break. But la'achar zman, even if you're not with la'achar zman, like you're getting his baby, you're going to feel it for la'achar misa. No, I don't have to order a la'achar zman. You can't give me some omdina. The question is, what's the spark? What's the spark for this? It's very Yaakov which explained the spark, but even he doesn't explain it so well. He spreads a little bit because the difference is that this is a tnai, not the delay colors. So the delay colors, you can have the delay based on your own denial. But you can't have a tnai based on them. But why not? If you're going to say take on the into account, why? If you say don't take on the into account, why? Well, of course, they're the same own denial. Right? It's just two different ways of accomplishing the same goal. Either he wanted to do something mukhalat, or he didn't want to do it. The difference is, his technique for doing it if he dies, or that technique for doing it if he dies. If there's an omdina, there's an omdina. So, this is really, okay, this is just sort of, you know, the yisod of half of Shas. What do I mean by that? That's a hard question. You see that we need to have some explanation here. Tosfos is not clear. Yaakov is clearing him up, and it's clearing him up, but he's not clear. So what do you have to say? You have to say this pipe into the very, very, very fundamental question about the nature of tnai. What is a tnai? After all, there's a lot of funny things about tnai in Shas. Someone tell me some funny things about tnai in Shas. Are there any things about tnai and shas that are funny to you that sort of not what you would have said on your own at first glance?
Tnai kofu.
What did you say?
Tnai kofu.
Tnai kofu. Right, you have to stay a Tnai kofu, a whole sugya in the third paragraph of the Constitution. I want to say, if you give me $100, you're mekudeshes to me. If you don't give me $100, you're not mekudeshes to me. And what if I don't say Tnai kofu? What if I only say, if you give me $100, you're mekudeshes to me? Then what happens?
You're
mekudeshes about $100. It's a little funny. What do you mean? I said, if you give me $100, you're mekudeshes. You didn't make it extra clear that, and if not, not, not. And yet, when you really meant you're mekudeshes either way, it's a funny thing. What do you mean? If you give me $100, okay, don't pay $100. But you can say, what do they say nowadays, right? Basically, if your father buys me a zero, so what do you mean? He only wants to get married because he's getting a zero. Why should he start getting married otherwise? Tnai has some funny rules. There are many other rules also about Tnai. And it's also a little weird that Tnai exists, at least with Mafreya. What you're saying, Ikan Mahava is not as weird, but Mafreya is weird that Tnai exists. You're saying that actually is what you'll get to, right? That's the sugya daf of hay, which we will talk on daf at the daf. I mean, Gimel the end. I'm beginning. Okay, but here's the question. The question is, what's the nature of Tnai? Right? The Rav asked the question here, which is a very unfair question. As a matter of fact, I don't know who wrote up his note to the Rav. I mean, I'm sure it's at the beginning, but it's funny to me that the Rav would have said it this way. That's not the way he said it in other chapters. And it's a funny question. What does he say here? He said, there's an omdada. He also wants to divorce her if he was going to die. Why would he want to divorce her if he's going to recover and stay alive? It's a good omdada. So yes, that's how much we get is for Amad Umdada Shal Tol. Ah, you're going to say, we get him Amad Kota Umdada Shal Tol. But Rabbi Natan, it's an Umdada of a Tol. What do you mean? You can't say he divorced her even if he gets better. That's a Mecca Tol. He only meant to divorce her if he would die. And he said, and when is there Umdada Shal Tol? That's one of Rashi and all the other Mishonim. Rabbi Natan said, no. This is not a din of an umdana of talks. Then he said, it's very strange that Sarim Jindrim Tan. The Mithabic Rashi is only the milk of talks. Your rules of the Garth are Rakim Yamos. What do you mean? How can it mean if Tom say he divorced her and it's an unconditional get? It's an umdana of the mukha. We're sure he only meant to divorce her if you die. So how can you say he divorced her if you wouldn't die? That's a talks. I don't like the rough use of talos here. Okay, in Kedushin, he doesn't publish the talos. Why don't I like the rough use of talos here? Is a Tnai a talos? When I make a call about Tnai, is that like a mistake if the Tnai doesn't happen?
It's also going to say it without the Tnai with the talos.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay.
Maybe when you hear
what you're saying. Okay, so I have to take that back. Fine. Okay. What I'm trying to say is this, nonetheless, is that a classic toast means I thought something, I was under a mistaken impression, but I made a mistake and I did this. A Tnai is not really about like making a thing, not a mistake. It's that I know it was going to be either way and I want it to depend on something. Although I do accept Sam's power. Fine, we'll leave that alone. The Tnai is funny is that it's a little different from everything else. Everything else is that this is, I meant to do it, I didn't mean to do it, I meant to do it this way, and it's not that way. For example, the whole, all these, less London fucking in or Sugis and Bavakas, Parakamokra Tobias, it's funny, the woman's still living in the bulk of it. You know, when I sell a house, did I mean to sell the furniture? Did I not mean to sell the furniture? Did I mean to sell the light fixtures? Did I not mean to sell the light fixtures, right? Did I mean to sell the basement? Did I not mean to sell the basement? Although nowadays we consider that a funny question. Etc. We have to use omnibus and whatever to figure out what I meant. And Tnai is a little funny A tnai is not what I meant. It's saying, I know what I meant. Did I mean to do kiddushin? Yeah. When did I mean to do kiddushin? Now. Who did I mean to be in the cottage? This person. Well, I wanted to depend on something else. So I wanted to depend on something else. Like, is that part of the da'at of, is that part of the halot? Like, you might have said, there's no such thing as tonight. Decide what you want to do. You want it to be now? It can be now. You want it to be later? It can be later. Right? Theoretically, I could see having a legal system. I'm not an expert, historian. I don't know if there weren't legal systems like this. I'm sure if you can find enough, the ancient societies will find one of them. Maybe there's a legal system where you can't think all time. You do what you want. You want to say I'm selling you the house? Yes. You want to say I'm not selling you the house? No. You want to say someone tricked me? That's a difference. You want to say I'm selling you the house with the furniture? Without? Not. You want to say I'm selling you now? You want to say I'm only selling you, but you only take possession in 3 months? That is 3 months, right? That's what we usually sell houses, no? But I can't say I'm telling you the house, but it depends on something else. So I have to decide. If I want to depend on something else, let me wait and see what happens. Then decide. Right? It's not obvious that it's not a kind of have a prayer. Right? Okay, the real one deals with the issue. We're not getting into now, which is, you know, is there a difference between saying, I'll deny it. You give me $100, they'll be filed as a condition versus I'm telling it to you, and the time will be followed when you give me $100. Okay, is that fault to recognize that? Not our topic now. You can look in you can look in the Rambam, but it's not obvious there's such thing as tonight. How do we know there's such thing as tonight? They got them their rubens, and there we learn that you got a lot of tonight. Right, in Yahoo. So what's the nature of this Kiddush of Tanai? It's not internal that, you know what, just like I can make a halos and include things that are not good, payroll, the furniture, the light fixtures, the basement, just like I can pay the Akhris Man, or Lacher Shloshim, or go by a young Paris Locker Fellowship. I can also, just like I can show the partial rights on something, right? Deck over Pirosa. I can also say this guy, or the Rabbitoch Nye, this is part of the Halos. The finish is that this guy is part of the Ethan Hakalos, only Damas Machnef. Or you could say, no, though. There's no such thing as selling off Nye. When you sell or retire from the garage, whatever you do it. However, there's something called the Tanai, which is an external mechanism. And when I sell something on Tanai, I'm doing two things. I'm doing a sale, and I'm doing a Tanai, and that Tanai has the power to restrict the sale. But to use the words of the Gar Ksuba, what words of the Gar Ksuba are key here? Four words of the Gar Ksuba. I'm not claiming the Gar Ksuba is necessarily committing ourselves on this lambdas, because it's two lines out of a big sugya. Nai milta achrisihi. The Gemara Ksuba says, not milta achrisihi. Okay, it says in a certain context. What's the context? The context is edus. The context is retracting edus. Are you allowed to retract edus in Judaism? No, right? And other legal systems, I think you are. But in Judaism, you're not allowed to retract edus. Okay, we all think of Pesper no be it or no be the way. So that's fine to God. But you can't retract it. So the Gemara had the whole discussion. We're not getting into the Gemara Ksubos now. The Gemara has all discussion of Ksubo. If the even say, yes, we authenticate these signatures, Father Dane be there, right? You need team sharks, right? If we haven't found a star, we don't know if it's a real signature or not. They come there and say, yes, we really find the star, but we didn't really mean it. It was a modah, but the guy told us beforehand that he was being coerced. Or a mana, he said, I'm just writing a star in case, but it's not really true. Then it's a whole Indian, and they're not allowed to recant their testimonies by saying that, yes, we find the star, but it's not true. That is recanting their testimony. What did they say? Yes, we find the star, but you should know, he said, Balpeh, at the time,
that it's only al tanai then she gave them $1 million in 30 days. She didn't give $1 million in 30 days, so it's not a valid shahr. So
what if they say that tonight? Are they recanting their testimony? Or are they just adding a new fact? The Gemara says, is it that they are recanting the shahr? After all, they're uprooting the shahr by saying tonight. Well, there are titles in Greek here, right? It's a separate Indian. Again, they're talking lenient Aegis. Aegis might have its own standard. What's the Mazgana? Amrlay, although it's not really Mazgana, because then the Gemara deducts it and makes further in the book end, but at least the Mazgana, if there are no, you know, if there are no mitigating factors, in a case like this, we say we believe them about the time. It's not considered recanting testimony, it's considered adding a second testimony. Then the Gemara Tzuba, again, I took a few lines out of context. It could be the end. What?
I understand.
But if an issue free, what does the Gemara say? A tnai is milta achrisi. It's not considered a recanting or even a partial recanting of the original testimony. It's considered a new testimony. So now the question is, okay, that's le'inyan eidos. Is that talking about the ethical, is that only, you know, how we divide up people's eidos, because the way we divide up people's eidos might be based on, you know, some other yardstick, or like that telling us the nature of tonight, the nature of tonight that milta achrisi. So that's the big criteria. Tonight is milta achrisi. They then go back and start to understand a lot of things, right? For example, why, you know, there's many conditions for saying it's tonight properly, right? The most famous one is my call, right? I have to say, if you give me $1 million, I'm marrying you. And I have to add in, if not, not. Otherwise, I'm marrying you either way. Now, yeah, you need to not go to the wife. Okay, well, these are my what they mean. I have to say, if you give me $1 million, hurry, definitely, and if not, not. I can't say you're a condition to me if you give me $1 million. If I do that, you're a condition to stop. Basically, anytime I mess up the time, the colors automatically foul. Why is that? After all, I only want to do it all tonight, so I messed up the time. The rest of the time, just say it's automatically not kalos.
No, it's not.
Right? The answer is no. I want to do the kalos. I also want to do it tonight. I want to do the kalos. I did the kalos. I also want to do this tonight. I messed up the time. Okay, I still did the kalos. Right? If the word is not that great, the more you can understand this thing. So that's basically like Akira. Do we say tonight not that great? I know the word is stupid, but it ends up in one particular case and then brings up other mitigating facts. And I'm not interested in Eidos now. I'm interested in the nature of time. The final thought we speak, we look at it as I did a halos and then separately did a tonight to modify that halos, and they're two separate things. Or do we think, it's part of the dot of the halos? Don't like when it's happening, it's part of the dot of the halos. How much I'm selling is part of the dot of the halos. Who I'm selling it to is part of the dot of the halos. Whether I'm a sound mind and whether I've been misled is part of the dot of the halos. That's part of the dot of the halos. So it could be that that's exactly what Tosfos are saying here. It could be Tosfos committing himself on this Mechira, right? Maybe that's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, you know, a delay kalos is not milta achrisi. A delay kalos is just how I want to do it. It's just a pirush of my kalos. I'm giving you a matana. The pirush of the matana is now, later, a hamisa, and you're mefarish based on umdunah. But it's not a pirush of the get. It's not a milta achrisi. I'm divorcing you. And then we want a new kalos, not? No, you can't make a new kalos based on umta. You can either harish an existing kalos based on umta, but you can't make a new kalos based on umta. Therefore, you can't make a tnai based on umta. Maybe that's what Rabbi Tam is saying. You can't make a tnai based on umta. Okay,
isn't that what the Tiferes Yaakov is saying?
What?
Isn't that what the Tiferes Yaakov
is saying? That's exactly what the Tiferes Yaakov is saying. I'm just trying to explain what he's saying. A little greater length. That's why I brought the Tiferes Yaakov. He's doing it. And that's what he's working. He's working is, long reign of Machos over the Lido with our Tznai Chodesh. Wow, we're not going to make a Tznai Chodesh based on Omdana. Interestingly, you could still say that if he says in Machi, he means my holy death. Okay, he's making a Tznai. He means a fire for Tznai. He means Omdana. But you can't get a new kalos based on umdana. I can't say it. If you told me you're selling your house, I can't say you're also selling your car based on umdana. You can't make something else based on umdana. You're selling your car. So that's exactly the point. maybe what's the point? The point is, what Akar's man is a pinbrush of the Matana, but Tanai is Milsa Akarisi, people locked on, and I can't even Akarisi based on an Umdana. Just like if you sell your house, I can't say you also sold your car based on Umdana. I can say you also sold the furniture based on Umdana, because it worked out, right? You're right on the furniture and on the. But I can tell you, even if I don't think that you would all say you also want to sell your car, that's the car. Okay, I can't make a deny if it's not even Milsa Akarisi, and therefore it's an unconditional debt. Oh, you'll say, but what do you mean? He didn't want an unconditional get. The answer is, yeah, he wanted an unconditional get, and he wanted a time. If he wanted an unconditional get, he wanted a time. I didn't say he wanted a gift, and he wanted a time. The gift is dead, so it's valid. The time you didn't say it's not valid. If I sell my house, and I forget to say I'm selling my car, then I sold the house without the car. If he gave a get and forgot to say he's making a time, then he gave a get without a time. And he thinks, but he only meant to give it with the time. No, you only have to give it and make a time. When you need to do two things and one of them doesn't work, you don't have to do the first one. I did that fish. That's the fish of Rabbi. I think that that's exactly the first Yaakov was saying, and I think what's hosting is very fast. Fascinatingly, one of the all body the other is going to say, maybe the other is going to say, and I think that's not Christine. Maybe what the show says, and I think that's not Christine.
Very the first character is basically saying that Tine Mamas is a Kula. And that the, what the Rav didn't want to say by speaking around. I mean, you could say that for Tine Mamas, it's just a Kula that whatever people intend is that the Chal didn't say.
I don't like
that
Kula. I'm sorry. I'm making a lot of Kula's in Tine Mamas. Kula's in Tine Mamas, Kula's God is from Alina. I don't believe it's cool isn't any mother.
There's no
what? I read Tosol like the Tiferet Yaakov. The difference is between a delicious fellow and a judicial fellow. Why? Tosol doesn't say. But the luck of the Tiferet Yaakov is why. But I think he loves this. Ah, because tonight you know that everything. But the lay fellow does not know that we see it's a paper fellow. However, the run of Rav Ravina come differently. I don't know how he fitted in with Washington and Toso. The earliest Rav Ravina who never says the difference he gets in Matan. I think he throws in this factor of pure Hadat, but he didn't say that because he didn't get in Matan. The run understood differently. How did the run understand? Is the difference. Because of the late halos versus Tanai, or is the difference being within Tanai? What does the Rav say? The Rav says, it's funny, start that thing, but I'm totally understand. You know what? In Mavanas, you know what the Tanai is for. You could make it over the Tanai in Mavanas. In Mavanas, you can make a Tanai based on it, don't you know? What does he say? He says, Kila, Pain, Mamon, Le'ether. He said the real thing being wrong and it's there. He said, in Mamo, you can't make a time based on an umdana. Oh, in Mamonos. Mamonos? No, you can. You can use umdana to create a time in Mamono. But in Iturim, you can't use Omdana to create a Tanai. In Mamanu, you can. In Surin, you can't. Why is there a difference between Mamanu and Surin? He brings two rayos that there's a difference between Mamanu and Surin. One is the famous Shita of the Rabban about Asmakta. What does Asmakta mean? I remember Asmakta means that I could say I thought it wouldn't happen, but I didn't really mean it. Right? What a real asmakta, an intuitive asmakta,
gambling.
Is a gambling, right? The right, that's a great asmakta. I do a full against Suda with everything, etc., and I say, it's me that I'm faster than you. Plus, I beat you in a 500-meter race. It's so positive to me. Here, Kinyan Suda, I'll give you $1 million if you win the race.
Okay, and then I lose the race. Well, I haven't paid $1 million.
Yeah.
No, because I only said that because I was sure I would win the race. I didn't really need it. Okay, and that ties into a lot of things nowadays. Penalty clauses.
It's only over in town.
No, I'm not going to be in the spot to look at you. A penalty clause, right? What do I think? I think I'll finish the job on the contractor. I'll finish the job by April 30th. And if I don't finish the job by April 30th, I'll pay you $100,000. Okay, that's not enforceable. I don't think it's enforceable in any set of law we encounter nowadays. Because obviously he didn't mean it. Obviously he didn't mean it. He meant it's never going to happen, so I might as well say yes. I'll say yes to whatever, it's never going to happen. Okay, this is the issue of asmata. Says, or Ban Fasli says, there's no asmata by getting into the union. If the guy says, all the Mishnayot are about to get it, if I don't come home in 12 months, how are you thinking he's there? Why don't we say asmata? He obviously meant he's coming home in 12 months. So he didn't really mean it. He was just saying, yeah, it's not going to happen anyway. No, then get me condition and the Rosh that and they're not smart, and the Rosh will explain why. Because you know what, getting condition is so serious that people don't fool around. They really mean what they say. In Momentos, I guess, hey, I'll give you $1 million, fine. Because he will be loose with his tongue and not so serious. When a guy says I'm divorcing my wife or marrying a wife, he thinks twice and makes sure that he really needs it. So he can't say anything really needs. Okay, says the Rav, and then the bar here also, and at this moment, those people are looser with their tongues. They're not as serious about it. So if I say I'm giving all my money, why didn't I say only if I die? After all, but if I live, I still need my money. People just come say things, and they don't necessarily take it so seriously as to explicate everything. And therefore, you mean that I didn't say it, but you know what, if I divorce my wife, I take that much more seriously than money, even more seriously than all my money. And stirring you take so seriously that you think about it and you say, you know what? I only want to divorce her if I die. Let me be very explicit about that. And if you say, how do you think? Stam, you must mean the stam. If you say almanah, you must mean almanah. Because people take it so seriously that they don't omit it. They don't just say things stam. So no, they think stam is an only meant to die. Getting into psychological difference. You don't say anything, Stam, give me 1 second. And that's how he explained the day of the Rashbam in Tosos in Kiddushin and the Yesh Omrim, or whatever they're called, in the Rambam in a few places, in Rabosai Horu, the Rabosai Horu in the Rambam, who said 1 second, the Dinat Sai couple, or Mishpateyat Noen, as they say nowadays, the Dinat, you have to express the sign in a certain way that only breaks through. For a moment, you can just express it however you want. Be sure, yes, if you give me $1 million, or exactly, not. Be sure, you just say, I'm selling you the house if you, you know, buy me a new house within 30 days. You don't have to stay in the proper formal way. Why? So, Mamanos, people are not sure how they speak, and therefore, you just have to fill in the omen and figure out what they meant. And certain people are very medactic, and they're very careful to say the meaning of what they say. And we can't say they meant something else. They just weren't clear about it. Everyone's clear about it. Sure, they take it more seriously.
But then we have a mission that says we're worried if some of the kids do that they're going to be playing games. But people aren't always so exact in their terminology.
Depending on what that meant, according to many who shown this, that even the kids who didn't mean it, that is a good question. It could be that if you take this shot, you'll have to say, the Mishnah didn't mean the Ksiva Tavo. The Mishnah just meant it's a Kitsu, you're playing around and you didn't mean to say Tnuya. But that's okay, you meant what you said. Right? Remember, this is about focus. Whether you were playing around and you didn't even mean Kitsu, or you're playing around and you meant Kitsu and nothing more. So maybe you were playing around and you meant Kitsu and nothing more. You're playing around, but you mean serious about your life. Yeah.
What happens if he says, I will marry you on condition that your father gives me a dira. So he's got Isurin and Mamon.
That's Isurin. We're not asking whether the condition is the term Mamon, whether the post is term Mamon. That's Isurin. And you know what? Then he's marrying without the dira. Because if he's so serious about marriage that if he really meant to say, but if your father doesn't give me a dira, I'm not going to marry you, he should have said so. Since he didn't say, but if not, that shows he's really getting married. They finished. Okay. So that's the rub here understood. What did the rub here understand? The rub in Gittin. But it says it is a psychological difference. Here you are not as makpid.
Do me have come on your there's Hazara by moment. So that supports this. The concept that people are looser because you can. In the last peg, didn't you have to say that when it comes to when we're talking about moment, because you can be, because you can forgive.
But here, no, people are very mocked to say exactly what they mean. And therefore, after all, how do we know this is Omdadah? Is it the Omdadah work in Mono? Because people aren't always so careful. So we have to fill in based on an Omdadah. Omdadah don't work in Eastern because people are so careful that. People are so careful in Eastern that that we're not going to say an Omdadah that's not that we're not going to say an Omdadah that's not true. Or he has another option. What's the other option? He quotes that's a Talmud Rashi's shot. The Rashi's shot is because Daita is an option. Since none of us are based on negotiating between two people, therefore we can sometimes assume you didn't really mean it. You were just pressured. Since Gittin at least is more unilateral, that is enough, Shay. Therefore, we assume you really meant it. Also, the Daikid is enough, Shay, but we assume that you really meant it more. Okay, very not going to say exactly what they mean, or okay, something along those lines, yeah.
But we're dealing with the case of Shpinne, where we speak from the entire Gemara, there is a concept that they have, you know, Shema did, there was Daito, and it would be sin. So, okay. It's hard to say that it can even all these Gemara days, okay. Despite that we Shidmer is really the same as everyone else because they're going to be as much in their law.
You're right. It's a bit of a stretch, but I guess that's what we have to say right now, right? I admit it's a bit of a stretch. The Rav and Kiddushin, maybe he comes onto our sugya also in the Rishivas and Kiddushin, and it seems to me when he taught Kiddushin, maybe he said it a little different. He quotes the same Makoros. He does quote the same Makoros, but he makes it seem a little. He brings a little difference. He says the difference is not psychological. The difference is, maybe this, they're also really clear about it, the difference is more longish. Is that by Dini Mamados, he's the Bailam. Like his das is everything down to every detail. Any detail just comes from his das in Dini Mamados. I hope I'm understanding correctly. He says, where does he say that? He's not saying psychologically you're more serious about it. He's just saying the fundamental limits. What? The moment the matna is psychological on the kidney, all matter is das. Basically, mamas is all just my das. I just have to express my das in certain matna to make it serious, perhaps. Right? And even if no one else agrees with what I think and everyone thinks I'm crazy, my das is obey it, my money. But when it comes to Gibrishin, when it comes to Gibrishin, he says that no, that the das in Gibrishin exhibition is a special halachic dafi. Surin is halachic dafa. Heresy daf makne bit dine monos. Okay, so you have to figure out exactly what this means. But he says it's not because it's violent. We will call it sonat apotio shalom. Well, if I give the das legarish olakadesh be alma. You just need a das legarish or legarish or legarish. It's not all a function of your bias. What I think he's trying to say is this, is that maybe what he's saying is that all the shepherds, right? Says the rub in Kiddushin. The difference is lundish. Is that when it comes to mono, it's all just a matter of what I think. It's just my ruffle should be done. The whole point of Mamana is that if it's my money, my rachum should be done. Okay, if I say it, if they understand it, it's just a matter of my rachum being done. Okay. And therefore, whatever is my rachum. And any detail is not like my rachum, that is a toss. Right, so here it is the my ratzon creates the effect. It's all my ratzon. My ratzon and my bikes. Don't tell me on my ratzon. We don't know what my ratzon is. We don't know what my ratzon is. However, when it comes to getting intuition, maybe it's a little different. After all, it's not my money. It's not something I own. It's a little different. You don't own me, sort of. Really, I'm the buyer of my gears and conditions, as opposed to you being the buyer of my gears and conditions. That'd be under bed. But it's not my bias. It's a little different. But those terms are more formal colors based on the Torah. There is the thought of that you need. Assume the more intuitive way, right? And that's what he says. He says, even if the guy has a Tanai in mind, but love Davka, that's always Korea. You need a Chalul Shem Tanai, right? What does he say here? He says here, again, he's not telling me exactly our case, but what does he say here? He says, even the Baal says that he wants to get a certain Tanai. You know, if it's not Mustafa, he will have to be the Tanai, that it only works if you fulfill a certain Mishnah Tanai. Right? You need a certain formal power of the Tanai. It's not all just a matter of my Rosa. You need formal power of the Tanai. Okay, yes, I am lost from there. I admit, I put a bracket, it's hard to figure out exactly what he's saying. But I think what he's saying is very clear. The difference between determined moment is that moment is all about my money. My Rosa should be done with my money. Well, what's more intuitive than that? But getting into the chin, I understand. I can't marry. I don't have to marry someone. I don't have to divorce one. But if I do Kiddush and I do Kiddin, then that has a power of its own. And I have Das L'Kadosh L'Gari. It's not that my Das, again, it's very subtle. I sound like I'm contradicting the Grach in Hilchos Yidin Mahalitza, which is not something I ever want to do. I know that's what you're thinking. But there are certain rocks that as you cross them, you get a welcome bill. Even if you don't look like you get a welcome bill, an ESP welcome bill. But I think what he's saying is the formal code is that no, you certainly have a power of your own to be power. You want to make, you certainly have a power of your own to be power. You want to make a sign, there's a rule of tonight. But then you have to fulfill all the formal rules of tonight. It's not just whatever you think. It's not just whatever you think. That's what he said. No. Yisurim, an answer is a formal halot, not based on whatever I think. Mammon is fundamentally based on what I think. It's my money, whatever I think does. Yisurim, yes, I need my dad to do it. But my dad, an answer is a halot is different. I need my das to create the halot ether of Gerushin or Kedushin or halot ether of Gerushin. But once I have das for Gerushin and Kedushin, it's not just my rosa being done. It's a formal halot. If I make a formal halot, if I have a formal tie, I have a formal tie. They got to make Rubin. But you got to make Rubin was also according to many more like it's than Mamanos, because the transcendent halot of halot appearance throughout and not merely to the Mamanos. But maybe the formal difference in Mamas, it's just trying to do what I want. And if we know I only know what I want. In Yisurim, I have follows God. I need God for Gerushin or no Gerushin. God can do no condition. Once I have God for Gerushin, that is a formal close Gerushin and condition. Once the close Gerushin and condition, it doesn't matter what I actually thought. Did I do a close Gerushin and condition? Did I intend to do a close Gerushin and condition? Yet, everything else. We cannot create things based on only of what I thought, because the halot has a formal life of its own. Okay, what we've seen now are both sides. Sorry, then I'll take the questions. And after questions, we're ready to start cheer. Rabbi Yitzchak has this tremendous fish. What's the nature of this tremendous fish? Okay, I suggested maybe the nature of this tremendous fish that he didn't like his own at all, and thought like Shtimira is part of the Ma'arechet of being in Jarabon, Tachon Jarabon of Shtimira, and there's no special Tachon Jarabon of Geth, according to Rakuna.
But that's not what the Yishon sounded like. Tosfos sounded like the difference between the way Kalos Tanai, the first Yaakov, made that very explicit, although I didn't close to Tosfos, and that has to do with the Sugis Tanai being also a priestly. So these are so that we're going to come back to again and again, which we'll have many not to meet up. And the rule of the Yishon says, no, that really didn't leave any for a moment, even though I don't find that lots of Tosfos. The rule of the Yishon that it's really about Ifra versus Bavon. If it's really about Ifra versus Bavon, what's the difference? Why did they use an umdana in ether, but not in mama, but not in ether? So one possibility, which sounds here, is just psychologically. People take etherin more seriously, either because they're really serious about it, it's a really transcendent kind of thing they're getting into, or maybe because it's not something which, like, is normal negotiating in the shop, people take more care to really mean what they say. That's because, like, I did not say it does by itself. Therefore, by Yudas, we assume we didn't say everything meant. Because you weren't so serious. But by Yudas, we assume you said everything meant. So you didn't mean it. Did you make that word lumbish? No. By you need time for Gerishit, for Yudas, you need time for Mamas. But in Mamas, the whole point of Mamas is that your Rosal should be done with your money. Therefore, whatever your Rosal is, it is. By the story, this sort of formal power. You said her name intensively. You gave her a ring. You had basic dot of Kedushin or simply forgave her. It's not to do whatever you want. There's a formal ether power to your story. There's a formal power to what you did. And even if you might have fought my mind, that's not necessarily going to change anything. You're not just trying to do your raw. So again, you need a basic dot. But we're not just trying to dredge up your rosh to make sure your rosh is gone. We're trying to give a formal halakha answer, and the formal halakha answer has power of its own. Okay, that's what I think the rosh tried to say in the Rishima. Anyway, Kitzer, that is the end of this book. Yeah.
How does this
formal bothers me a little bit because back on I and Gimel already, you see that there, since there is no difference, they ask how can they be okay or this or this or I'm money and do whatever they want, both Gershin and
It
was hard to say that, right?
Okay,
we'll come back to that.
How does this
chiluk
between Mama and
Issa
relate to the
parsha? Baby, don't be shy. Have more control. Yes, and they have to, like, sort of.
Which is the next one, yeah? Okay. And therefore?
What
I'm trying to say, and then I'll think Amy, is that maybe that's what the Rosh is saying. That's the daya of the Rashbam and the Yesh Omer of the Rambam, that you need a tight couple by Mama, but not by Yisra, but not by Mama. By Mama, why do you need a tight couple? As long as you express yourself, we know what you mean, that's fine. By Yisra, no, you're doing the couple. That is the power of its own. You want to make it snai? Then it has to fulfill all the conditions of the Tanai. Maybe it even goes so far as to say in our Kakira, we'll come back to it, in Momus Tanai is not a Milta Harisi, but in Surah Tanai is a Milta Harisi. And I think that's what the Rebbe is hinting at in Kedushin. Let me take Avi and then I'll let everyone go now if you want. Let me just take
How does this chiluk between Momun and Issa relate to the Parsha of Negad and Beiruvain, which is the Mokar for the Halacha?
Yeah, that's the Kasha that I'm aware. And we're not going to answer that now, but I think the answer might be that Halukas Hashvatim in Eretz Yisrael is not really mammon in the sense that it's all about someone bundles, etc. Halukas is within a shaven. If I sell you my house, that's mammonus. Halukas Hashvatim might not be mammonus. That might actually be more like an itzer. That is defining the Eretz Yisrael.
I think it's a little bit more complicated than that, because what Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven are asking is not to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, yes, I am both there. I'm sure we'll have time to come back. Anyway, I'll let everyone go now. Of course, you can ask questions.
Yeah.